We'll start with a word of Musav from Sefer Charedim. The Sefer Charedim writes a one-liner here. Heve mamtin hasevel le'et bo'o pit'om. Ve'lo tiv'at ki hiye be'enecha chidush. These are strong words, okay? It's a strong word. He says a person should always be ready for sudden suffering. A person should be ready for it. A person should anticipate that life is not always rosy, as we know. And so he should know it's always possible for anything to happen. And if a person lives like that, this is not American. If a person lives like this, he says, you won't lose your equilibrium when it happens. And this is so true. It's one line. On the bottom, this new edition of the Sefer Charedim brings to us from Rabbeinu Tam in his Sefer HaYashar an extended version of this Musar. So instead of going to the next piece, I'm just going to read these words from Rabbeinu Tam. וכן כתב רבנו תם באריכות בספר הישר בזה הלשון, quote, צריך לו להכין לב חזק ואמיץ לקבל המאורעות. A person has to prepare his heart with strength and courage to accept things that happen. ויחשוב בהם בטרם בואם. And he should imagine them before they come. וימתינם בכל יום ובכל שעה ובכל חודש. And he should... מה זה? אז אני אסביר את זה. קודם כל אני אקרא, אני מבין, אבל אני אבוא לזה. First I'll read the words. וימתינם בכל יום ובכל שעה ובכל חודש. You should always be ready, every day, at any moment, in any month. ויומר בליבו, אם לא יבואו היום, המאורעות יבואו למחר. Even worse. And if a person should say, if it's not today, it could come tomorrow. ואם לא יבואו למחר, יבואו לאחר מחר. וכשיעשה זה, says רבנו תם, we're hearing holy words from Malachim of people, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, and if a person trains himself this way, ve'yu enav ve'libo bahem, and he should really always have this in mind, kesheyavou ha'me'ora'ot, if and when they happen, lo yatriduhu, ve'lo yashkichuhu ha'avoda. They will not cause him to lose focus, and they will not cause him to forget the service of Hashem. Ki yimtza'uhu mezuman lekabel otam. Because the occurrences will find him ready to accept them. Veze ma'ase ha-tzadik. This is the way of a true tzadik. Ki yachshov ve'yeda. Now here's a famous phrase from Rabbeinu Tam. Because a person should know, ki ha'olam neve ha-tela'ot. The world is the home of troubles. ועל כן עיניו וליבו בהם בכל רגע. ועל כן לא יטרידו כשיבואו ולא יחרידו. So he's ready, he won't be scared, he won't fall, he won't tip over when it happens. יחרידו רק למי שהוא בטוח בעולם. It only scares people who put all their security in the world. ויאמר כי לא תבוא עליו צרה וכי שלוותו תעמוד עליו. To walk around in life thinking everything will be always fine, that's reckless. Al ken kesheyavo alav ha'efech me'asher chashav yecherad. So when things happen, he didn't expect this, he didn't ever imagine such a thing. Te'abet tovad da'ato ve'emunato ve'avodato. He loses his mind, he loses his faith, he loses his avodah. Ve'tzarich la'maskil lishmor nafsho tamid ve'al yiftach betovat ha'olam rega. He should not put his confidence in tovat ha'olam. Be medayek in the words, carefully here. Rak yeda ki atela'ot mezumanot lavo, ובזה יצליח ותתקיים עבודתו. Now, these are the holy words of the Rabbeinu Tam, as also the words of the Baal HaCharedim. So this shakes us. I'm just going to say 1 minute on this because we're not... what do you mean? And also the question is, like Aviezra asked, are we supposed to walk around being negative people? And we know that the answer is no, because the Torah is all about being positive. It's all about being besimcha, mitzvah gdola, liyot besimcha tamid. Right? So what do we? So how do we understand this? The understanding is very simple yet complicated. It's very simple in that, yes, a person has to always have this in mind, and despite that, always be happy. Because if you notice the word that he said, that we should not put our bitachon in the world. Where should we put our bitachon? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in Hashem. So now, one who has bitachon in Hashem knows that everything is in the hands of Hashem. And if everything is in the hands of Hashem, everything is good. That knowledge is not a contradiction to things that could happen, lo aleinu. Anything could happen. We only wish good things to happen. We only pray that every day, every Jew should be naviv v'sha'anan, should be calm, and days should be routine, and days should be joyful. But a tzaddik always has in the back of his head, it's possible. We shouldn't have this ga'ava that nothing ever will happen. Things can happen. But Hashem is with us. Af ki elech v'getz al mavet, lo yirara ki ata imadi. David HaMelech, in that one line, said everything we just heard. I said, af, gam ki elech v'getz al mavet. Even if I walk in the, what's the word for gates al mavet, the shadow of death, lo irara, I don't fear bad because you are with me. So in other words, it's possible to lo aleinu, to walk begetz al mavet. But yet at the same time, lo irara, I don't fear evil, ki ata imadi, because everything is good, because you are with me, Hashem. And at the same time, a person is living a healthy life and will be able to counter, will be able to handle, will be able to stand on 2 feet. What did you say?
Withstand.
To withstand, that's better. He will be able to withstand the occurrences in life, which we all pray and hope will be good. But, you know, we know how the world is. And that's what he says, the Rabbeinu Tam, Ha'olam neveh hatela'ot. Unbelievable. But this is tremendous words of wisdom from the Torah, from Rabbeinu Tam, from the Sefer Charedim, and we always pray that everything should be fine and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength of mind and heart to be able to serve Him all the days of our life.